Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Gulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Kamal Sadio. Date of birth 2/18/1959. Date of procedure May 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Gulcher. Referring physician is Dr. Mary Hansen. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is nausea, comma, heartburn, comma, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Surgeon and emergency were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated intravitreal gas scope was introduced into the esophagus. And a man's in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex is obtained at the cardia, air resection from the stomach, before the oral scope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated illness video colonoscope was introduced into rectum, and a man's in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix, orifice, lysical valve, and complex with folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, lysical valve, and colon, hepatic flexure. Transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, and the rectum, or retroflex tubes obtained at the rectum period. Boston blood pressure score was graded as A. (2) 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient tied the procedure well without any complications. Finding at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus overall appeared unremarkable, comma. There was evidence of a pale-appearing diminutive proximal esophageal polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular, 40 centimeters in light black, with evidence of LA grade B to C ulcerative esophagitis. Common biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of a gastric cardia polyp that was approximately 5 millimeters in size and erythematous and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to allow H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there were non-bleeding and small plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending test. Next line, we'll start patients on PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Comma, we'll recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, pending findings of above and symptom and symptomatic control with PPI may need gastric emptying study given patients' complaints of nausea and early satiety. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions as well as avoidance of NSAIDs. Thank you.